This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Strong retail earnings have markets looking up this morning. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. We'll get to the retail news in just a moment, but let's start with a check of the markets just about 20 minutes after the opening bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 244 points. That's about 0.9%. The S&P 500 is up 0.9%, about 26 points. And the NASDAQ is up 83 points. That's about 1%. The FTSE in London is up 1.1%. And the 10-year Treasury yield is up at 1.586%. For more on what's going on in the markets today, both here and globally, I'm joined by Susan Schmidt. She's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
So today is Fed Minutes Day.
It is. Fed Minutes will be released today. These are the minutes from the last meeting. So the market is going to focus on this today, but not for very long, because these minutes reflect what happened last month. And what's more important is that we are at the week of Jackson Hole. Every year in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, economists collect from around the world and talk about how things look for global economies. And Chairman Powell of the U.S. Federal Reserve will be speaking on Friday. So I think the markets are going to look at the minutes, take them in stride, but quickly pivot to whatever Chairman Powell says on Friday, which is going to be most current and most relevant.
And speaking of the global economy, there's lots of indications that we're headed for a slowdown.
There are, and that's the concern. People are very concerned about how Europe is going to fare. We're looking like we're going towards a hard Brexit. German economic data hasn't been super strong, and the economy there does seem to be softening. We've got the same problem and ripples coming out of China, where people are concerned about trade impact overall and what's going on with the Chinese economy. And those negative trends and negative talk continue to buffet the sentiment of the U.S. investor and make them very nervous.
At the same time, U.S. consumers are spending like everything is all right.
They are, and that has been the saving grace. And that's actually the big debate. Who's going to win, the U.S. consumer or concerns about global trade? The U.S. consumer is spending, and 70% of the GDP in the U.S. depends on that spend from the consumer. They really drive the economy here. So it's interesting because we saw results from both Target and Walmart today, and sales exceeded expectations. Looking backwards, the economy seems to be fine because the consumer does still have confidence in what's going on. They haven't slowed down their spend, and in fact, they're doing quite well.
Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities for Aviva Investors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan was speaking about those retail earnings. Walmart is up 0.8% this morning. And speaking of Walmart, the retailer is suing electric car maker Tesla over accusations that some of its solar panels caused fires at least 7 locations, damaging the facilities and the merchandise in them. Walmart is alleging the cause was a rushed, negligent approach to the system's installation, and the company is demanding Tesla cover its losses and remove their panels from over 240 Walmart stores. No public response yet from Tesla on this. Planned Parenthood announced this week it will stop taking an estimated $60 million in funding from the U.S. government rather than comply with a new rule forbidding referrals to doctors who can provide abortions. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
Since 1970, Title X money's been distributed to states and organizations which grant the funds to clinics that provide low-income women with STD and cancer screenings, birth control, and pregnancy tests. The change in the law now forbids clinics from referring women to abortion providers. Here's Planned Parenthood acting president Alexis McGill-Johnson.
We know the wait times will go up and people may go without care.
And it's not just Planned Parenthood. Some independent clinics will also opt out. States like Maryland and Massachusetts have already done so. And more states are challenging the change in the law, which is now in effect. Title X allocates nearly $300 million in funds every year. Sarah Rosenbaum, a professor at George Washington University, says with Planned Parenthood opting out,
presumably at that point, the money just reverts to the Treasury.
Or the money may be reallocated to so-called pregnancy crisis centers where women are counseled against having abortions. Mary Ziegler, a law professor at Florida State University, says this Title X revision could be a fundraising boon for Planned Parenthood.
Historically, the pro-choice movement has done really well when there's an existential threat to Roe v. Wade.
But even if donations are up, clinics may not be able to make up the shortfall. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
President Trump delayed some of the tariffs on Chinese goods that were supposed to kick in on September 1st. Some, but not all. Trade officials have separated this round of tariffs into two lists, 4A and 4B. While companies importing items on that second list, 4B, have a reprieve until December 15th to get their laptops, smartphones, and toys into the U.S. without higher taxes, businesses trying to import 4A list items like agricultural products, kitchenware, and sporting goods will still face higher tariffs starting September 1st. Trade and customs expert Lauren Patelli wrote in Industry Week about how businesses can prepare for and adjust to the new tariffs. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So for the companies that are facing that September 1st deadline, what realistically can they do between now and then?
The only thing that someone can do at this point for September 1 is to ship air freight rather than paying the extra 10% duty.
Right, because the cargo ships that left China in time to make it before September 1st have already left, right?
Exactly. And for 4B importers, they need to get their cargo onto a ship right before Thanksgiving in order to arrive before the December 15th deadline.
So those are the things that companies can do to try and avoid those tariffs. You also have in your article suggestions about things that companies should make sure they don't do ahead of these deadlines.
I have heard importers say, for example, I'm not worried about the Chinese tariff situation because I'm bringing in my product into Mexico and then I'm shipping it to the United States from there. Changing the port cargo ships from does not change the country of origin of the cargo. Trying to do that is called transshipment, and unfortunately, that's not legal.
What about tariff exemptions? Is it worth it at this point for companies to try to get their product excluded from the new tariffs?
Absolutely. The Mercatus Center estimates that 18% of exclusion requests that have been filed thus far have been approved. And I particularly want to highlight the fact that if an importer is already paying the additional duties because their product is on list 3, the deadline for applications is September 30th. There is still time, but now would be very good to start that application process because you want to do it carefully and thoroughly.
Now, you've been speaking to importers that are affected by this. What are they telling you?
It's an extremely frustrating situation. I spoke with one retail importer yesterday who said that the delay until December 15th was like slow death. None of us know what the future holds, and we don't know what President Trump and President Xi may do in the future. I think that the best solution is to monitor the current trade news and to try to create as many flexible options as you can for your company.
Lauren Patelli is founder and principal of Baker Logistics Consulting Services, Inc. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can find more of our coverage of the ongoing trade war with China at marketplace.org. And in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.